Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need. And 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required. No activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line. Plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Oh, we're back again on a Hertz Day on the WIP Afternoon Show. And on a Hertz Day, Ike, we are particularly influential. It's Ike, Spike, and Fritz with you on a shorter show because we lead you up into the fourth and final game of Phillies-Giants. Ike, how are we feeling, brother?
Well, listen.
Yeah.
With it being a Hurts Day, I'm hurting right now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, Tuesday night, I felt like that was a good win and that could sort of springboard us into a little bit of a, you know, maybe a 3 or 4, 5-game winning streak, possibly. And then last night happened. I got to be honest with you. I may have to make a sacrifice here. And I know I'm going a little long here. But, Brother Spike, how you doing?
I'm sorry.
The show didn't open up the way.
I'm sorry.
Jack, I don't have time to be messing around with you today. Holla at you, boy. Seriously, I don't have time to mess around with him today. The two guys that I've sort of backed and supported.
Oh, yeah.
I may have to sacrifice
both
my support. Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
Wow, the Bomer and the Knowles train.
I may have to.
Yeah.
As much as I don't want to, I feel like I'm weighing them down. I feel like it's your fault. Yeah, as I honestly do. I feel like it's my fault. I feel like, you know, I put the support there and I get behind them and all of a sudden things ain't going right. So, man, last night with Knowles, the first inning, my goodness. Then he settled. You know the crazy thing with his outing, and I'm not excusing it at all. It was that first inning and the last one he pitched.
Yeah, in the middle he figured it out.
He threw 20 straight strikes at one point.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't even know where to go with that game last night. You start with the pitching. That starting pitching can't be that bad, can't be that terrible.
Yeah, but then, like, they're 1-for-9.
Right, I was going to say, then you get the runners in scoring position stuff. You got that there. They battle back, tie the game 4-4. Next inning, you're down 5-4.
And it's over.
And it's over with after that.
And the game's over. How are we feeling, Jackie Baseball?
Not good.
How are you feeling over there, Jackie Baseball?
Oh, I was just doing normal things last night. I was up to about 12:30, grinding Oscar Mercado tape to think if he can play center field. I was watching Aiden Miller. So I think I was in a dark place. I was so furious. I couldn't really go to bed.
Maybe Luis Robert Jr. Are we going to bring that back?
I don't
know,
dude. He hits 160.
Yes.
He'll come here and he'll suck. So.
So we have a short show today because the Phils play their final of four at 4:05 is opening pitch. So I was thinking about Knowles this morning, Ike, and I was thinking about the team.
Did you need a blue chew when you thought about Knowles or not even necessary?
Not.
Yeah.
Well, why would I want to?
Well, I'm saying, like, there's no excitement there.
No.
That's
no
more excitement. Where I was going with the blue chew reference.
Right. So I'm thinking about the team overall this morning. And Nola's let me think about the team. So here we have Nola, who's been pretty bad all years, ERA 6.5. But he's thrown a lot of innings. He's in his 30s, right?
Yep.
And we have Wheeler, who has not been himself for the last couple of starts. But he's also, 33, 34 years old, thrown a lot of pitches, had injury problems years ago. Been great here, but blah. JT's not hitting. And we have this team that is in their 30s. And I was thinking, like, let's put aside the Bohm thing and the Marsh thing for a second, because they're younger. But the core of the team, all in their 30s. And there's going to be some point where these guys are just not the same player anymore, where they go from in their prime to post-prime. Still, you know, productive players, but not star-level, high-level players. And I'm thinking, here's the choice with this team, where I'm at. And it's, I'm curious where you are, because I haven't settled in. Mm-hmm. Either option one is it's early, right? Pitchers don't throw as many pitches during spring training anymore. They sort of ramp up slowly. And to a certain extent, the first maybe quarter of the season is a little bit like the NFL in that they don't play much during, you know, preseason anymore. Mm-hmm. And they're just figuring themselves out. So on one hand, we have our older players that maybe just aren't ramped up yet. And maybe a month from now,
that's a positive way to look at it.
Yeah, right? Like, a month from now, Knowles will be Knowles, Wheeler will be Wheeler, JT will be JT, everything will be fine. And I'm not talking about World Series, but I'm talking about we'll see the team that we all sort of figured we would see. Right. Option two is that they all just sort of got old at once. Mm. And the team that, again, putting the World Series aside, the team that we all figured for 90 or so wins, maybe that's not even in reach anymore. And maybe they all just sort of hit that stopping point, that decline at the same time. And maybe we're looking at a team that is truly not just because of contracts, but the beginning of the end of the core because they're just not good enough anymore. And maybe we're looking at an 84-win team and doesn't make the playoffs. So the choice is we haven't seen them yet. The choice is they're not there yet, or the choice is they're gone. And it's in the rearview mirror. When I present that choice to you, what do you think is more likely? They just haven't gotten there yet, and they'll be fine. Again, not saying they're going to win 100 games, but they'll be fine. Or they all got sort of old at once, and this is we're looking at turning. This is like a turn the page year for the franchise. It's a hard question.
Rich, you want to go? Or you want me to go?
Why don't you go? Let him talk to the people.
Oh, man. Yeah, because he doesn't want to address the problems.
He will.
I'm just saying.
What is up with you? I have been so relentlessly fair about this baseball. Okay. Now, you shut up in there, all right? I'll take the reins on this.
All right, take it.
Okay.
Jackie Baseball.
They're going to be fine. I'm annoyed. I don't think they're done, though. I don't think they're cooked. I don't think the old players can't play anymore. I don't think that Wheeler's going to keep this up. I think Nola's going to eventually figure it out a little bit. And they'll write it and be around 90 wins. Is it good enough to win a World Series? I don't think so. I'm pretty out on the offense, but I think they're going to figure it out at some point. So I'll say that I think that they'll right the ship here.
Yeah.
This season's not going to be a total disaster.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be some rocky parts. I think it's going to get worse. Yeah. Like, I think there's going to be a come to Jesus moment with this team at some point where they have to really shake it up.
Where they fire
Kevin Long, right. Sending Brandon Marsh down.
Really?
You know, some kind of shakeup at the trade deadline of a, because they are ripe for a shakeup. They need a shakeup.
Well,
they need one after the Mets series. They didn't do it. Maybe now that it's hitting them in the face, maybe now they'll do it.
Well, and let me present to you the, even if we are in that second part of it, if we are in that, hey, everybody sort of got old at once, then when we get to the trade deadline, the guy that you, then everything's on the table. And you talked about extending Schwarber. They have to be willing to, if this core all sort of got old at once, they have to be willing to talk about trading Schwarber at the deadline. I'm just being honest. If that's not where I'm at, I'll take it from you too. Closer to Jack. I think it's going to level out. I don't know if they're going to win the World Series, but I think it's going to level out. They're going to be a good team. They didn't all get old at once, blah, blah, blah. Though it's possible. And if that is the case, then they have to be open to everything at the deadline.
Well, that's why I reacted to what you said, because I'm more or less thinking, boy, it's going to have to be pretty bad to want to trade Schwarber.
But,
so that, I mean, that's my thought process there.
Right, but if you're thinking about the organization holistically and saying and that's what they did the deadline last year. They said we got to think about the next 5 years. Then all of a sudden at the deadline, if you're not going to do it and you think this core has got, then every opportunity you have to sort of restock.
Yeah.
I'm not saying to do that now.
I know what you're saying.
That's where we're going to be in 2 months if that's the case.
And we haven't been in this position as a team. We watch other teams be in that position, right? Watch Juan Soto get traded. Right? That was mid-season. He got traded out of San Diego.
No, he got traded.
Was that off-season?
It was off-season, but he got traded to San Diego mid-season.
From Washington, right?
Yeah,
okay, that's what it was then.
Yeah, but they were like, well, we're not going to sign him. And,
right.
Yeah.
So I totally get where you're coming from. And you're not saying that's where we are right now.
By the way, the Mets 2 years ago, when they traded Scherzer and Verlander, and they were like, this ain't going to work.
Right.
We have to, and everybody got mad at them for doing it. Local in New York, they had to eat a lot of money to do it, and they were just like, let's turn the page. Yeah. It ended up working out for them, and they were able to rebuild rather quickly.
Yeah, I don't think it's crazy talk from you. It's more or less...
It's sad.
You just gave me a shock to the body is what you gave me when you said it.
Yeah.
This team. Unfortunately, and I hope I am wrong. I hope I am wrong. I just feel like our window... I felt this way during the offseason, and I was trying to come out of it.
But you've been in that spot.
Yeah, I wanted the Phillies to sort of do something to give me a reason to just fool myself into thinking it was going to be something different. But that's the way I felt at the end of the season last year was, man, we may have missed our window in this 3-year window that we didn't get it done. And you just mentioned the players being older. And they may not fall completely off the cliff. They may bounce back and look closer to what they have in the past. But it doesn't mean they are going to automatically, like, Zach Wheeler, you know, if it weren't for Chris Sale having a year he had last year, Zach Wheeler is your Cy Young Award winner last year.
Yeah.
He just is. And he's been at that level for the last 3 years where he's finished in the top two in two out of the last 3 years. I don't know if he's getting back to that level. You know, that last outing, I don't recall Zach Wheeler being hit that hard.
He had one 3-start stretch last year where he got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, one time in Washington, I think it was a Friday night or a Saturday where he gave up like
he got shelled against the Nationals. He got shelled in Marlins Park randomly out of nowhere. Okay. He got shelled in Baltimore. Remember, he allowed 4 or 5 home runs.
It just rarely happens.
And then the Yankees. The Yankees hit him up. That was it.
Yeah. And that's really what cost him Cy Young last year.
Yeah, as I told you last year, if you take out those starts, he had a 1.3 ERA.
Yeah, right.
So to your point, Spike, I'm afraid that's the area we're in.
Right.
That's where I'm probably 55% there and 45% hopeful I'm wrong.
Right.
But I'm 55% in, I don't know if we're as good as we want them to be.
Which I think is fair. We're looking at the team. Yeah. The one thing, because I think when we say this, it brings up a lot of emotions about 2012 to 2015 and watching that core get old.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have Howard off the Achilles. We don't have degenerative knees from Utley.
That's true.
We don't have Halladay, who was starting to deal with a back injury.
J-Roll was past his prime.
Sure. Like that's the one thing, I guess, a saving grace. Is that was, I think, much closer to being done than this feels like.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah.
I think that the one similarity is that all these guys are extremely high paid, and if they could all be productive, but if they're not star level players,
sure,
right? Mm-hmm. Like when we got JT, best catcher in baseball,
right?
Last year, Zach Wheeler, best pitcher in baseball,
right?
Aaron Nola, whether you could argue he's not an ace, but 2 or 3,
had his best year in 5 years, arguably,
right? And if they're even one step below that, you're in a tough spot.
Well, and especially if Bohm's going to be closer to this. If the young kids aren't going to take the step forwards, you need to step forward. And that's where it falls the pressure on Aiden Millers and Justin Crawfords and Andrew Painters of the world.
Yeah. And even Luzardo to be what we hope he could be not get hurt.
Heating up so far.
Yeah. Yeah. Luzardo's been great. Luzardo's been great.
It actually puts more pressure on him to make sure he stays healthy.
He's been the best pitcher, or the second best pitcher.
Well, Sanchez is still.
Yeah, but I think Lazardo's been better than Sanchez this year. To my eye, he's been better.
I trust your eye. You're a baseball guy.
I'm a baseball guy. I think Sanchez is great, but still.
Some say the best baseball eye on the show.
Some are saying. All right.
Everyone likes to point out my college career all the time. Yeah. Fun day on socials yesterday.
It was not a great day to look at the
I would say probably 20 blocks were handed out yesterday by me. So I'm sick of it. Phils lose and that day? You kidding me?
Well, you missed
blocked.
If you missed it, yesterday was the 1-year anniversary of our show, and we asked on Twitter to grade us. And we did get a lot of, I don't know how Ike deals with this. When is it just going to be the Ike show?
Yep.
I lost on one of them. I was like, why don't you ask Ike if he just wants it to be the Ike show?
No. Why can't the station just be Richie, Hugh, and Ike?
Yep. The hot take artists. Send them in the trash.
What hot takes?
Yeah.
What? Show me them. Show me them.
All right. 215-592-9494. I guess the question is this. Are the Phillies just warming up and they're going to be fine? Or are we seeing a bunch of players who are in their 30s and maybe have all gotten old at the same time? 215-592-9494 as we take you up to Phillies baseball. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, it's a bad day. It's a bad day, man. Because me, I'm usually, you know, optimistic guy. Like, I don't got no optimistic with this team, man. You got, you know, Johan Rojas looking like Francisco Rojas. You know, center field. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, I can't even tell the difference. Is it a top 5 or 5? Are you throwing somebody at recess, the baseball? Like, this is the major leagues. Don't ride the Bomer no more. Just retire that statement. You know,
get off the Bomer.
Well, Corey, you will get your full time. Can I just say, Bohm and Castellanos in that first inning, they were facing a pitcher who was dying to walk every single batter. Yep. And Castellanos gets up there. The two guys before him walk. He gets two balls. If you're going to swing at that next pitch, that ball better go 600 feet, not pop it up to shallow right. And then Bohm striking out that inning. Like, I've been dying for them to have a 6-run inning at some point, and it was setting
it
up.
It was on
for
the table
it.
Yesterday.
They could have chased them in the first inning.
A couple times it was
inning.
On the table.
You know, they the bullpen up in the first inning. Yep. And they're like, oh my God. Anyway, continue, Corey. I'm sorry.
Man, I'm just scared because it's like, I get what you're talking about. Like, if we're not going to make the postseason, like, trading Kyle Schwarber, but like even trading Kyle Schwarber, it's like Bryce Harper. I mean, he's not even playing at MVP three level. Like, it's like, so Bryce Harper just getting older. I mean, you know, he got his back issues. You know, he's not hitting with like power like he normally does. Trey Turner, I mean, it's like even trading these dudes, like you said, and it's like the younger guys ain't even producing either. Like, Brandon Marsh is unplayable. You know what I'm saying? Ride the Bomer, Ike guy, like, this dude is all messed up in his head. And then my guy, Stoddy, I had him as a damn all-star. I look like a fool, you know what I'm saying? The guys I usually ride for usually deliver for me. I might have to take my name off this dude's back. And, you know, that Spike guy. And I know anytime me and Spike on the same page, I know I'm stuck.
It ain't going to go right. Yep.
Hey.
So it's like, so I'm like, what? I just don't get it. And then, like, y'all talk about the pitching, like, Jesus, Lizardo, okay, but, like, why, you know, Zach Wheeler, and it's like, is Ranger Suarez, when's this dude coming back? Like, it's like, we got so many questions. I'm going to be honest with you. If we ain't turned around in 2 series, I'm firing Rob Thompson. I don't care. Y'all need something that's good. Like, when we went to the World Series, you know what I'm saying? You fired the manager, Rob Thompson stepped in, and then we went on a run. You got to do something to shock the culture of this team, because whatever this dude is doing, I get it. Everybody like, oh, you know, he don't want to shake up the clubhouse. He wants to be an even kill guy. Sometimes you need Nick Sirianni. Sometimes you need a guy to get your people ready to go. And this dude ain't doing it. And if you got to fire him to make a statement, Dombrowski, you know what I'm saying? You got to fire him. I mean, I like Thompson, but it's like, we talk about missing a window. One thing about the 08 crew and that team, even though they got old and deal with injuries, they won a championship.
They won it. Yes, sir.
Yep. Didn't win. So it's like, we didn't win with these guys. So okay, they not hurt, but they don't look like they on an upward climb. They're like they on the way down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Corey. 215-592-9494. And he brought up Bryce, and that's another, like, when you're looking at all these guys, I don't think they're all falling off a cliff, but if they're all a level lower, if Bryce at some point, given the amount of baseball he's played, the amount of injuries he's had, the way that he plays the game, at some point it was just going to level down a bit.
Sure.
And like, if he is in that, if he's sort of like the transitioning to whatever that next version of him is, which is a good player, but he's also probably not the best player on if we're talking about a star-laden team, he might not be the sort of level of the sort of best player you want on a star-laden team, right? When you look at star-laden teams, you're talking about players who are top 5, top 10 players in baseball.
Right.
And the next version of Bryce is not that. Bryce is around top 10 player, I think, coming into this year. Mm-hmm. But going past that, if everybody's just a level down, then you're sort of in that Sixers range where they were before the process, right?
Yeah.
Where they're good enough,
Purgatory.
Purgatory.
Yep.
Right? And they have a lot of... Now, luckily, JT comes off the books after this year. We talked about Schwarber. Castellanos is one more year after this. Taiwan is one more year after this. But it gets very difficult to rebuild that sort of team if it's not being rebuilt from inside.
Well, and meanwhile, Bryce is getting older.
Right. Right. That's the other thing. It's like, who's the next best player on the Phillies? Yeah. And Aiden Miller might be good. I don't know if he's a best player on a baseball team.
Schmidt-like.
Yeah, again.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Like it's, yeah, he's the next Mike Schmidt. Let's,
yeah.
let's take it down a notch.
Right.
Hopefully we really are down. Last year, he was the next Mike Schmidt.
A scout said that.
Yeah.
A scout said that. Hopefully he's a multiple-time All-Star.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Robin Delco, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, Spike, Ike, and Fritz. How you guys doing?
What up, Rob?
What up, Rob?
Listen, I got three bolts. Spike, about the only one big thing we got in common, me and you might be the only guys in the Delaware County or Delaware Valley area that watch almost every Sixers game. I know you missed one. I might have missed one. I pretty much watch every game except for one.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Rob.
You're a sicko.
God bless you.
I got paid to do it.
I'm a glutton for punishment. You know what I mean?
Spike, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I stick with them. Through thick or thin. It's been a lot more thick. I mean, a lot more bad than good. But here's my bulletin points, boys. Okay, I agree. I don't think the manager is going to last for the All-Star break. I just have a feeling he's not going to last for the All-Star break. My second point is they're not fun to watch anymore. Like they're boring to watch. Like I don't know. I don't know if the mystique's gone, the magic's gone. Like this has been played out now, but they're just not fun to watch.
I'm telling you what it is, Rob. We're taking pitches.
That's what doing that anymore. Castellanos swung at a 2-0 pitch last night after they walked the guy before. I don't think that's
By the way, L.A. almost walked to Florida after he swung at that pitch. L.A. almost walked out of the booth and went back to Florida.
I don't know if you can tell, but you can tell when he throws the pen down.
Yeah,
you got to really listen for it.
Yeah, but you can hear it.
You can hear the pen hit the table. That's my L.A.
Yeah, yep, yep,
and
yep.
And what about better hitters, too? You know what I mean?
And he also, you know, it was a great L.A. game, actually, yesterday. When there was that ball to Trey that he should have just at least knocked down
in the first inning. Well, when the bases were still loaded,
even if he doesn't throw the guy out, and LA was like, you just got to knock that ball down.
Yeah,
you just got to knock that.
At least save one run.
Well, Rob, your thing about thank you for the call, Rob. His thing about Rob Thompson, I don't know. Kevin Long is definitely the first bullet.
Yeah, I would fire Kevin Long before Rob Thompson.
Yeah, they will. My gut would be that's what they'll do before they fire Rob.
Like when they fired Girardi, Rob Thompson was there. Like he had been a bench coach for a long time. He knew those guys.
Knew him.
I don't know who that is for this team.
You
know, like Mike Calitri's there, but he's been there for a couple of years, but he's not. I think Rob Thompson was an obvious kind of like move. I don't think they have that. Like if they fire Rob Thompson, Kevin Long's probably the manager.
Right.
I mean, he would be. He's got managerial looks elsewhere.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's what people want.
Well,
no, I don't think that's what people
want. Well, could he be the manager and they hire
a new hitting coach? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you know.
Bring in LB.
There it is.
Larry Bird.
And Charlie.
Yeah. And Leland. Let's bring in 96-year-old Jim Leland. What's Jack McKeon doing? Is Jack McKeon around? Can we bring him in as well?
I'm just saying, man.
Gene Mauch. I think he's been dead for 15 years. But maybe him.
Larry Bowe and Charlie for a year would be hilarious.
It would be amazing. Can you imagine
that? Talk about, yes.
Larry Bowe kicked dirt on an umpire.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want that. All right, 215-592-9494 as we lead you up to Phillies baseball. The choice is this. Are they just slow getting going, or are the best years behind us? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hey, look, maybe you know, I would say I'm probably past my prime in certain ways.
No.
Well, in certain ways.
I know you hurt your back, but...
in certain ways. Ike, maybe...
What would you say you're not past your prime in?
This.
We are doing radio.
Hey, don't...
Come on, man.
Yeah, don't you shake your head at me.
No, that's not right.
This is my prime in this.
Yeah.
You know... And if you at home are past your prime in the bedroom, Blue Chew can sort of help out.
Were you getting ready to say I'm past my prime?
In certain ways.
Okay.
Not in...
Well, what would you say is the most clear and obvious way?
No, I'm just saying in certain
information
ways.
Information retention.
Yeah, well, maybe that might be one. But you're working on that.
Yeah.
So that's good to hear.
Look, the good news is for some of these things, there's no like cure. Blue Chew can help you with not being past your prime in the bedroom.
That's right.
It can bring you back to your prime.
Exactly.
It's a chewable, So you don't have to worry about swallowing pills. That's no fun. And you
can sort of eat it.
You can sort of keep it wherever you may need it. Maybe in the car on the ride home, maybe in your wallet, maybe in the bedroom, whatever. Mm-hmm. Another advantage is it's all online, Blue Chew. So no stupid doctor's appointments, which we all hate. No stupid wait in the line of the pharmacy, which we all hate. And it's the same stuff, the same active ingredients that are in Viagra, Levitra, Staxin, Cialis, all that, all in a chewable. All made here in the U.S. of A., so it's cheaper.
No tariffs.
And I said no pharmacy. You're like, how am I going to get the Blue Chew with no pharmacy? Well, you go to BlueChew.com, they're just going to send it to you
discreet
and
hard
packet.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. We want you to be back at your prime.
Exactly. Right.
So much so that first month on us, on the WIP afternoon show.
We got you.
Ike's going to pay for it.
Yep.
First month is going to be free. Go to BlueChew.com. You meet with one of their medical professionals online, takes real quick, and you use code 94, and your first month is absolutely positively free. All you got to do is pay for shipping. It's like $5. And then it arrives, and then you can
chew it and do it.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, I'm on. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Taking you all the way up until Phil's Giants, first pitch at 4:05. We're playing Return of the Mac because that's about us. We're all Macs.
Yeah, but I feel like, well, what is a Mac?
That's a ladies' Mac.
Oh, what is a Mac?
Yeah.
You don't even need to know.
I was thinking about...
you're nowhere near it.
I'm not even close. I was thinking of Shelvin Mac.
No.
Shelvin Mac.
No, I don't think it's people named Mac.
A former Xavier guard?
No, I don't think so. So the Twitter question, we have another story to get to, actually. We're talking about the Phillies. But Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference. Marks-Jewelers.com. All right, Ike, the Twitter question is, are the Phillies cooked or is it just early? So the options are...
I feel like the bluntness of that Twitter
question. My goodness.
Well, it's sort of what I asked in a nice way. Everyone who says I'm a hot take artist, I thought I did in a very nice way.
I kind of let you know where his state of mind is at right now.
Right, yes.
Fritz.
So what do you think the Twitter poll is at? They're cooked or it's just early?
Oh, they're cooked. But I'm going to say it's not overwhelming. I'll go 58% say we're cooked.
You know who's cooked is you guessing the poll percentages.
Wrong again.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese.
Yeah, it completely flipped it. 60.9% say it's just early.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was figuring out the loss. Everybody was upset.
Yeah. I mean, that is quite the coping from that the Twitter portion.
Yeah, seriously. Yep. I mean, I am completely wrong about
that. The phone portion of the fan base might not totally agree with the Twitter portion.
The phone fan base yesterday did not agree with the Twitter portion on grading us.
A lot of A-pluses yesterday on the phone lines. A lot of Fs.
Yeah.
For specifically Ike and I. Not Ike and I. For Spike and I. Online.
Yes. So here is... So here's a report. So there's a story on Pro Football Talk, and I'm trying to, based on...
This is the Devontae for Jalen Ramsey thing?
Yes.
Okay, that was there's an idea by a Yahoo Sports writer, not like a source thing.
By Corey Leibowitz, yes,
sure.
And they just wrote about it. That is not the story. Is somebody had an idea, the idea of trading Devontae Smith for Jalen Ramsey. Also very weird considering Jalen Ramsey didn't like Vic Fangio, whatever.
Vic Fangio may not have liked
Jalen Ramsey. Yes. But here is the more interesting thing, per Howard Eskin. Interesting story on Eagles' trade of Devontae Smith. In many cases, I consider these reports social media fodder. However, I had heard A.J. Brown's name in some trade talks with the Eagles possibly moving into the top 10. Now, one thing we know about Howard is that when he is reporting on Eagles stuff, whether it happens or doesn't happen, it is usually pretty well sourced.
It's sourced, yeah.
And you don't even need it.
He prides himself on
that. Yes, on that specifically.
Yes.
Now, you don't even need an Eagle source to know that this is true, is another thing. All you need is a source of a team that is in the top 10 mm-hmm. who has had a conversation with the Eagles about trading for A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. Now, we talked weeks ago about, you know, just sort of threw it out there when the Patriots were dropping little A.J. nuggets. Hey, would you trade the number one overall pick for A.J. Brown? Blah, blah, blah. And we talked about it.
Yeah.
But look, what I would say is if he is reporting that there were talks, A.J. Brown in the top 10, not necessarily they would do it, then my gut tells me there were talks.
Yeah.
That is what my gut tells me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, we've talked for a while about can you continue to pay two wide receivers with a team that doesn't actually even throw the ball that much. Is with all of the money that they are paying on, or not paying now, but going to pay on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are trying to build a more balanced, you know, roster, are you paying two wide receivers number one wide receiver money? And the idea of not only turning that wide receiver into a good player, which you think you would do with a top 10 pick, but you're talking about a cost controlled player for the next 5 years,
right?
Which would help you in other things. I would just say this, and then Ike, you obviously the most important word on this. If they were to trade, I do not want them to trade A.J. Brown. If they were to trade A.J. Brown, we've had a lot of moves this offseason that would have been controversial had they not just won the Super Bowl. This would be a controversial move even after the Super Bowl. And I believe this is one thing that I'm not talking about the validity of the trade itself. This is one thing that I believe would make fans say, wait a minute. You know what I mean? Like, there wouldn't just be, I trust Howie no matter what he does if they trade A.J. Brown for a pick in the top 10.
Right.
And I'm sure there will be a report within the next hour that says there's no truth to this.
Good.
That's fine. But, and for damage control purposes, that's fine. I just, when there's smoke, there's fire on something like this is what I would say. Your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I would hope this isn't true. Meaning that I hope it doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen.
Yes.
Right.
I think it would be, I don't want to say it, but it would be a grave mistake because, listen, the Eagles are a great organization and we've lost great players and they know how to rebound and add players, whether they do it quickly or it eventually gets done. So I have confidence from that standpoint, but I just think it would be, man, unless something else is there that I don't know about. Like, A.J. Brown to me is a guy. And I understand the idea, we don't throw the ball great. Mm-hmm. Well, that's how we got through the 2024 season. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we can rely on that formula moving forward. Much as I love Saquon, I don't know how much we can rely on just running the football and not throwing it.
Rely on the best season of all time?
Right.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. At what point in the top 10 does it start to become, there's a point, there has to be a point for you. Maybe you say no altogether all the way.
Well, you know the top teams aren't doing it. Meaning the top three or four teams aren't giving up the fourth pick.
No.
5-year control for a player that they need. Nobody up there. Wide receiver. Maybe if the Patriots. I guess the Patriots could.
It's probably the Patriots, right? That's where it starts at four?
At four.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm New England and I'm Robert Kraft, I'm not doing that. I just paid Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. I got the fourth pick in the draft. I got an opportunity to get a very good player there that I'm going to have that's young and under control on a rookie contract for the next 5 years. And New England isn't winning anything anytime soon.
What if Abdul Carter slips to four?
If I'm the Patriots, I take Abdul Carter.
If you're the Eagles. And Abdul Carter, let's say Hunter goes, Ward goes, and let's say the Giants take Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
And Abdul Carter's sitting there at four.
I still don't do it.
No? Jack?
We'd think about it. Okay. I'd still say no.
I tell you, in my opinion, just off the top of my head, A.J. Brown's one of the 20 best football players in the NFL, regardless of the position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the number. I would say top 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're going up that high, if it's not Abdul Carter, who are you going for? Like, Ashton Jensen is probably a top 5 pick. What's the point of that?
Not taking a running back.
Mason Graham is another D-tackle.
Not taking a D-tackle.
You know,
well, I mean, I guess you could take a D-tackle.
A tackle from Missouri, an offense, like, come on. A Georgia edge rusher, maybe? The Mykel Williams kid?
Unless you were telling me, okay, I'll put on my GM hat.
Yeah. Well, there it is.
Well, if you're telling me I'm getting Travis Hunter.
You love Travis Hunter.
I think. I would consider Travis Hunter.
Would you play him on both sides?
Yes.
Okay.
I would have to.
Do you think he's a better cornerback or wide receiver?
Corner.
Okay.
But the great thing about wide receiver in this league, well, the great thing about corner is that you don't have to be as precise, nor do you have to be as your usage rate isn't same.
Yeah.
Right? At the cornerback position, as long as they're not throwing the ball to your guy.
Especially if you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're good, you're not giving up catches. You're good over there. But as a receiver, you need to touch the ball.
Yeah.
So I could see him playing wide receiver, but for me, his main position would be corner.
Okay.
It would be corner.
And you use him at wide receiver.
I would put 20 plays in a game that are Travis Hunter specialty plays. He's a guy I would do it for. I would think about doing it for. Because he can fill the receiver role for you. Not as well as an A.J. Brown would, but you're still getting a two-way player. The dynamic of having a two-way player would help me get over losing the best receiver we've had here since T.O.
And the question that has to be asked.
I need that caliber of a player.
Well, and I will ask the question, though I'm sure I'll get an angry tweet about it, is, you also have to wonder, if they're willing to trade A.J. Brown, how Jalen Hurts feels about A.J. Brown and A.J. Brown feels about Jalen Hurts factors into this. Because we just saw in Cincinnati, the quarterback campaigning for his two wide receivers.
Basically demanding.
Yes. And I don't think they're running trades by Jalen Hurts. I don't think that's happening. But I don't know that you make a trade like this if you are sure that the quarterback is going to be furious
right.
that you're trading the wide receiver.
Right.
So it's less about get him out of here because of Jalen and more about Jalen doesn't care.
Right.
You know, so I don't know the relationship stuff with them. Who knows? But I think it certainly has to be. Look, even the Buffalo Bills get going away from Stephon Diggs
yeah.
because of the controversy with him and Josh yeah. Allen. And
they got the okay from Josh Allen.
Yeah, and going on to have Josh Allen going on to win the MVP the next yeah. year has to go through their mind at some point. I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah,
I've done the Jalen,
yeah.
Josh Allen arguments and have primarily been in Jalen's corner.
Right, right.
He's not the thrower that Josh Allen is.
No, yeah.
So you could do that with Josh Allen
right.
and not have the drop-off. And although Josh Allen may have had some sort of production drop-off in a passing standpoint, but it didn't stop them from being a good football team or from him being the MVP. To your point, before we move on from it, I don't necessarily believe they have to run it by Jalen to get his approval to trade him. But if they know the inner workings of the relationship and they feel it's a close relationship, there's no way you trade that guy without the quarterback knowing about it first.
I agree with you. I agree with you there.
And that's where I'm going to say Jalen has to be like, are you bleeping kidding me?
And that's the question. Would he? And that's we don't know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer to that.
And if that was the case, and then that those two, they feel like they have to separate it, I would trade Jalen first before I would trade AJ Brown, but that's regardless. So,
and we didn't ask you that.
I know. Just want to make sure that's on record. Just want to make sure that is on the record.
We should get that to
make sure people know that he would trade Jalen before he would AJ.
We need to get that to AJ. By the way, that you said that
215-592-9494. Who would you trade first?
All right,
in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah,
before leading off.
So the Phils. Just a little bomb that dropped in the middle of our one-hour show, by the way.
Seriously.
Are the Phils, is it just early, or are they cooked? 215-592-9494.
Real quick, before I tell you the most important thing that's going to happen this hour.
Yep.
You have to also factor in they're probably going to extend Jalen after next year. They're obviously going to extend Jalen Carter after next year. They're going to have to extend Nolan Smith after next year.
The money thing.
They're going to have to get money from somewhere.
Yeah.
And if it's
true.
I mean, it's two $25 million receivers. Unfortunately, it's going to have to be a part of the discussion. We all love these guys. They just won a Super Bowl. But it's going to be
Thank
a part
God
of the discussion.
They won the Super Bowl.
I know. Yeah. I know. I know. All right. So National Appliance Warehouse, you know, something you would never trade.
No. You kidding me?
Untouchable.
Untouchable.
Untouchable. That's National Appliance Warehouse. Spike just got his appliances in from National Appliance
Warehouse. They arrived today.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive over to the house just to look at them. I'm not even living there yet. I saw a picture of the fridge. I was like,
that's a nice fridge.
I want to see the Ranger.
Listen, again, now Spike on the air, he always gets very excited. He's more excitable, I would say, on the air.
Yeah.
Not really off the air, more low key. When he got the appliances in, he got, Jack, I got the appliances in from National Appliance Warehouse.
That's all it was.
It was kind of startling. If you want to experience National Appliance Warehouse for yourself, what are you waiting for? We've been talking about them for over a year now. Get down to tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. See their 15,000 square foot showroom with over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget and everything else in between. They have the right appliances for you. You're going to get it at a great price that's guaranteed by Price Shorts. It's a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that would instantly update price tags all throughout the store. Also, they have great savings events going on. And like I mentioned, tax-free Delaware, on top of the right appliance, on top of a great price, you're going to get a great, great, great experience. Mark's the Mac and truly built a difference-making culture down at National Appliance Warehouse. They're knowledgeable. They're friendly. You feel like family when you walk in. Take it from me and get to National Appliance Warehouse. Also, they do installation, delivery, and a whole lot more. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, 215-592-9494. The Phils, is it early or are they cooked?
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Casey in North Carolina, you're on WIP. What's up, Casey?
Yo, what's good, fellas?
Casey.
Hey, look, so, well, first, about the Fields. It's like roughly 90% of the season left. I'm going to try not to worry about none of that until it's time to worry about that. But, I forgot what it was that made me do it. I asked Jack a question. Y'all was playing the turn of the mic. Or the Mac, or whatever you're singing. He's like, what is the Mac? It's like, Jack, I Googled your age. First off, didn't know that you would show up. I just, like, bro, you can Google you. That's kind of cool. Congratulations to you. But it's like, how don't you know some of this stuff? I'm 30. I'm 35. You 31. Bro, we too close in age for you not to know a lot of the stuff that you don't know.
Yeah, Fritz.
Come on, Fritz. How do you not know what Mac means?
Wait, sorry, what?
Well, Casey wanted to know, how are you just not know what a Mac
is? Like when you're Macing on something? Is that what
yes.
it is?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But I didn't have any Mac game.
Well, Casey, sometimes I think Jack sort of plays up.
Well, I didn't know the song was about, I didn't know it was about Macing.
What's that? Return of
I'm the Mac.
Yeah, that sounds like a very 80s thing to do.
No, it's a 90s song.
Whatever. Yeah. It carried over from the
80s. He was born right after me. What are we talking about here?
Yeah.
It's so often that we talk about stuff. I said we, but yeah, we talk about stuff on the show, and it's like, Jack don't know it. And I'm like, he got to be kidding, but I think you're serious. So we only 4 years apart.
Yeah, you know what, though, Casey? That's sheltered life, man. That's the, you know, the only child, sheltered life. He played by himself a lot.
Yeah, played with myself a lot.
Yeah, I tried to whack that thing.
Hey, nah, but if this report about AJ is true, though, I would sooner trade Jalen.
Of course.
Then I would trade.
It's not even a question.
What are we talking about?
The 100 most influential athletes of all time. Can't trade that.
When I saw his name was on that list, because I have to ask myself, am I hating? Because I'm often put in a position where you see what everybody else is saying, and you vehemently disagree with what everybody's saying. It's like
the tough spot, Casey. The tough spot.
Oh, so you're not a, Jalen guy, Casey. You don't believe in him.
I believed in him. So when we went to the first Super Bowl with him, and was like, you know what? I believe that he's going to play great. He went in there and he did play great. He lost, whatever.
Yeah.
After that, I was like, you know what? He has my complete faith. He came out the next season stinking. I'm like, listen, I'm cool. I'm cool. You can't sit and tell me Jalen's all of this and he's all that. And then we run more than anybody in the league. And he's going to tell me. See, I'm a big Devontae fan. Devontae would have way better numbers if he had somebody to throw the ball. And I'm like, I would take my chances. We talking about trying to stay under the cap because we got to sign all these young people. I know who got the biggest cap hit, and it ain't AJ. I would rather trade Jalen, and I love him.
Well, who would be the quarterback? Don't care.
I would. If we talking about trading him and moving up with draft picks and all this stuff, I'd take Shadur.
No.
Oh Lord.
I'm talking about over Jalen. We're not saying that. Like
I would take Shadur over Jalen.
Shador's not going to be good for another 2 years anyway. We can't do that now. Yeah.
Fine. We're going to lean on the running game. And honestly, he has. If you put a subpar quarterback in an offense, a quarterback that's not afraid to throw the ball, in an offense with the weapons that we have, he should fall. We still wouldn't be the 29th passing team in the league with a rookie. You mean to tell me you don't think we can just get the ball into the hands of the wide receivers when we got AJ, Devontae, and Dallas is still on the team. We got our Saquon, all of the stuff we got, and we the 29th best team in the league at passing the ball. And you mean to tell me we can't train him?
I got that.
Totally agree. Look, man, I can't.
I'm speechless.
Here's the thing, Casey. I largely actually agree with you about the performance. What I don't agree with you with is it's very hard to get a quarterback that you are confident in moving forward. So the issue for me would be who is the quarterback.
Dude, are we talking about trading the Super Bowl MVP?
Instead of AJ, is.
Well, hold on. They should have traded Foles after he was Super Bowl MVP.
Different circumstances.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, and that's a different argument.
Yeah, we didn't, have Tanner McKee sitting right there waiting to...
I'm not opposed to seeing what Tanner got.
Yeah,
well, listen, I like Tanner, too.
We all do. But.
Come on, man. So again, we all seem to be in agreement. Can we not play Jalen and keep AJ and just see what somebody else can do? We can't be worse than 29th ranked passing.
They did win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not putting that on him. He played great for two games, and I give it to him. He did his job.
All right, Casey, thank you for the call. Has there ever been...
He had his full time, I see.
Yeah, I got him right up there.
I got him off.
Wow.
It said Phils, by the way.
He wanted to start the Phils.
Well, he said, has there ever been a team, I'm just trying to think, of a team that has picked a wide receiver over a quarterback?
Never.
Not that I could think of.
I mean,
a quarterback that's like good.
Not that I could think of.
It's too difficult to get a quarterback.
Yes, it's too hard to get a quarterback.
I'm even going, I would not trade Jalen before I would trade AJ. That's me, and I love AJ, and I think AJ is a great player. It's too hard to get a quarterback. Think about the last 25 years of Eagles football.
Sanders.
Yeah.
Are you nuts?
Yeah.
Jalen Milroe?
If you had an answer, they're waiting.
Hold on. Tanner McKee, we're talking about we can't trade for a third-round pick from the Saints,
yes,
which is
because
also
I would
ridiculous.
Rather have Tanner McKee than
a third-round
pick. Yes.
Oh, you are on drugs.
Well, no, because of injuries and things like that. Normally, when they let quarterbacks go, it's because when they let Brett Favre go, Aaron Rodgers was there. They let Joe Montana go. Steve Young was there. Like, there's a process to that. This is... Tanner McKee was good, but, like... all right. 215-592-9494. We're not going to be able to escape this. We will get to leading off next.
Thank God.
Yeah. Probably someone will sneak in with a friggin' AJ call. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.